You're listening to show number 78, July 23rd, 2019. Join me, animal naturopath Dr. Kim Bloomer, host of the Doggone Truth podcast, where I don't whitewash, I just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. It's natural, it's raw, it's the bomb of five truth. Can you dig it? If you really want to dig in, then go to www.doggonetruth.club. Hello, I'm Dr. Kim. I'm your host, and this time I'm going to share with you probably the final, there's probably one more anyway, podcast that I did back in 2016. And this time it's going to be really, I wasn't sure how this would fit in with this podcast, but it totally does. Two phenomenal women that impacted my life and why I do natural health. And I didn't even know it at the time, and I'm hoping that this will help you to dig in like our dogs do and start to really think about your own journey, your own purpose, and I would say your living well purpose for yourselves and for your dogs, as a matter of fact, for all your animals that you decide to grace your home with. So this podcast was recorded on a platform that, well, the sound quality wasn't the best, so I hope you'll bear with that, listen to the message, and then I'll be back at the end with some more commentary. I wanted to share with you today two women that really, really made an impact in my life. As a child growing up, maybe I didn't appreciate it so much, but as I look back and am even older than one of my grandmothers when she passed away, and the other one, she passed away when she was 80, back in the 80s, but they both really impacted me. Were they perfect? No. Who is? Were their lives perfect? Not even close. But the message that they taught me, and also how they inspired me to learn more about the old school, the folk kind of medicine, the really a proactive way of taking care of ourselves, in addition to a mindset that wasn't so prevalent back in their day for women, really has encouraged and inspired me to even be doing what I'm doing today, to have gone into a field that is relatively unknown and untapped in the United States and other countries, yes, in this country, no, to focus on health and wellness from a proactive promotion focus rather than a reactive drug-induced, drug-in-hand focus, which is the way I see modern medicine. Is there a place for it? Yes, but not really as health, but as treatment. Anyway, it was these two women that impacted me, both my maternal grandmother and my paternal grandmother. As a child growing up, I think I leaned more towards my paternal grandmother because we grew up so much lack in my upbringing, but my paternal grandmother had money. So of course, children want who's going to be able to pamper them and give you the candy and give you the fun things to go do. But my maternal grandmother gave me values and taught me some real important things. So I'd just like to share today some random thoughts and stories on both of them and how they inspired me to live my dream. They may not have known it at the time, but they were imparting wisdom to me that would to step out of the comfort zone and to swim more upstream against the flow to pursue my own dream. And because they were both focused into health as well, just as part of the way they were brought up, because they were brought up during a lot of lack during wartime. It's always wartime, but I mean, this thing, there was rationing and so forth. So they learned how to grow their own food and how to eat in a manner that allowed them to remain relatively healthy until their older years. So I was inspired by that. The things that they taught me, I can think about all those little things now, and I hope it inspires you. My paternal grandmother, like I said, was the one who had money, but she didn't grow up with it. She grew up not having. I don't know what inspired her really. She obviously, there were marriage problems, there were upbringing problems, there were a lot of issues, and my dad bore the symptoms of that. But I remember her telling me as a child, my nickname is Kimmer, and she said, Kimmer, don't ever be content to work for somebody else and pursue their dream. She goes, I wanted to not be a secretary all my days because the jobs that were available to women at the time were so limited, and she did need to work. She and my grandfather were business oriented. They ended up in real estate and buying real estate and buying businesses and growing themselves to million-dollar earners. She was of the mindset, I earned it, my lifestyle for me. She helped all of us. It's hard to explain. I think they spent as much as they earned. She traveled a whole lot. They got to go to a lot of places, but she worked very, very hard. She was okay with that because she grew up working hard. She grew up having to do things. She grew up always having her own garden. She had the most beautiful roses I've ever seen and never have seen since. They were heirloom. They were not hybrid. They were amazing. And that was her therapy, to work in her garden every day. And she had them all around one of her restaurants. And yes, she had a restaurant. And she wanted a restaurant that the everyday working class could afford and that they could come in and eat a home-cooked meal in the same amount of time it would take you to go to McDonald's. And that was the only thing she knew how to do. When she was asked by a businessman who was willing to front her the money to start her restaurant, he said, what do you know how to do? She goes, I know how to cook. So he goes, then cook. So that's what she did. She turned it into a restaurant that eventually became 6 restaurants. And then as she aged, she sold those off until she kept her main and original one. But within 2 years, that first restaurant and that loan was paid back. And she had a line out the door every day for her restaurant. It was kind of similar in fashion. Where we live, there are restaurants called Furs. So they're kind of a buffet style meal where you'd get in line, you come in, you get your tray, and you see what's the special of the day and order whatever's on in the buffet and then take a seat. And she had her regulars every day, and it catered to working class because there was a bank, police station, several smaller businesses around where her restaurant was, a rust tractor company and so forth. So all of those, the city workers, all of them came in to eat. So that was my experience and interaction. I watched her sit down to order the fresh produce every day, to sit down with the meat suppliers and order from them fresh every day. Things were done so differently then. And I watched her do all of this and manage it. My grandfather was the money guy, so he was the guy who did the accounting and kept the books and ran the cash register and did all of that with family-run business the whole time I was growing up. And there was a lot of crazy stuff that went on just because of the family being so involved. And I had cousins and on either side. And I often worked in that restaurant growing up, and I learned a work ethic through that. She was the one who taught me to take cod liver oil every day. If you were staying with her, you were going to take cod liver oil and you were going to get castor oil. And you guys can look up those old time therapies. I see them coming back now, and it kind of makes me laugh and think, well, there was a method to that madness. And it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal to look at that and how she wanted to get our hands dirty and work in the garden, and how beneficial the dirt is to us and how healthy it is to be out there in the fresh air and the sunshine. All of those things that she taught us. She always had a trampoline, and so we exercised. The lymph doesn't move like the circulatory system, so we had to jumping in on that trampoline was getting us moving the lymph system. So much that she taught us how to eat, how to live, how to be. And yeah, she was a Southern cook, so there were things in there that probably today wouldn't be looked at as healthy, but it was a cultural thing. And I learned how to be around a wide variety of people from a wide variety of cultures, because we had the Native Americans coming in. They're huge. They were our best customers coming in off the reservations and eating in there as well. And then all the city workers, from police to bankers. So it was interesting, such a diverse culture. The city workers that worked, the maintenance guys to the guys that were in the suits and business suits. It was so diverse in all different races. I just embraced all of it. I really do think that really affected my attitude towards all of it and taught me an incredible work ethic. Sometimes too much of one, I think, because she worked all the time. In her vacations, where she literally had to get out of town to get away because she was compelled to get up and be out there and working every day. She moved from her house to an apartment that was attached to the restaurant so that she could be available all the time. And that's just who she was. Very inspiring to me. She had an amazing amount of energy. She would take nap every afternoon and go out to work. She could take a 10-minute power nap and then out to work, full of energy, going on a bowling league. She was always doing something, always out and about, and very loved in our community. And then you go to my maternal grandmother. They were very, very poor. They were Hispanic from California, and originally my grandfather's family from Mexico. I have all of this in my background, this cultural diversity in my own background, in my marriage even. I see things probably through a lot different lens than a lot of other people do. My maternal grandmother was the one who, she made her own tortillas every day and her own chili, and my grandfather wanted both of those with every meal, and she taught me about that. She did things like a lot of natural things, a lot of natural food, growing our own food. Again, both grandmothers taught me about the value of growing your own food and the difference in the taste and the nutrition with it. They both taught me about cooking and how to prepare your meals, as did my mom. My mom was an amazing cook when she was younger. She's still alive, but she's no longer cooking, but very ill. But she was an amazing cook, and all of them were. And this grandmother, she would work her own food elephant stand at the state fair every year. And she had her own cotton candy stand that she made herself in the afternoons, and the children would stop by and pay a dime to get the candy. You can't do stuff like that now, but she was able to. Back then, you could. So she was showing me that there's always a way, and she loved to travel. Very poor, but she found a way. She always found a way to live her dreams, even with 10 children and all that she had to live with so little. She lived a life, a full life, and always was about community. Everything was always about family and community for both of them. They loved to have a lot of people around them and to have diverse relationships, and their viewpoints were varied. Politics were probably very different and varied. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to much of that when I was a kid. But all of this to say, it doesn't matter. One had money and the other didn't, and they both lived their dreams. And they both taught me so much that I value and carry with me today. And I think it's important that we realize that we each have a unique gift. We each are unique in who we are, and we're each gifted differently. If we were all gifted the same, it would be a really boring world. So we each have unique gifts to bring to that world. And these two women taught me so much and inspired me so much. I carry that with me today, and I draw upon that yet today. I'm an animal lover and always have been, always will be. My granny on my dad's side, my paternal grandmother was, and my maternal grandmother, she liked animals. It wasn't her thing, so it was different for her. They both taught me all of this and allowed me my input, even as a child. Things perfect? No, we had our trials and our dramas and our dysfunction just like everybody else, but they inspired me to rise above my circumstances, above my situation, and not allow those negative things, thinking to take over. Did it? It has, yes. I'm living my dream later in my life, and yet I am living it. I love sharing about health and wellness. I love sharing about animals. I truly enjoy, love, and inspired on the essential oils more than anything I've ever been. So all of it together, for me, it definitely, the money is a byproduct. It's living my purpose. That's exciting. I'm excited, and it's exciting. And I encourage you to do the same, to step out in there, out of your comfort zone, into your purpose.
So are you going to do that? Step out of your comfort zone and into your purpose, into your wellness purpose, into living your destiny, your purpose for your life. And I would pray that it would be totally a natural, whole health lifestyle for yourself as much as for your dogs. I see so many people do it for their dogs, but they miss the mark for themselves. Guess what? You've got to be well to live well and to be there for your dogs too. You've got to take care of yourself. And besides, don't you think you're worth it? I think you are. So remember this. When you know the truth, when you know Him, then the truth will make you free. Thank you for listening, and be well, yo. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. Visit my website at aspenbloompetcare.com to read the blog and the articles, to become part of my essential oils team, and just to learn more. The Doggone Truth Podcast is a production of Aspen Bloom. All rights reserved and may not be resold or utilized in any way without express written permission by Aspen Bloom and Dr. Ken Bloomer. The information I share represents what I, an animal naturopath and an independent distributor of Young Living Essential Oils, have chosen to do to take charge of my own personal health and that of my family and pets. Information learned here is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, but rather to motivate you to make your own health care and dietary decisions and those of your pets based upon your own research and in partnership with your health care providers. I encourage you to dig in and make your own informed decisions through your own personal responsibility, research, application, and due diligence. Thank you.